This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm really delighted to have on one of my favorite people. She's also one of my favorite life coaching clients who I've worked with for many years. And I always knew from the minute I met her that she was a star, and she really is becoming a star and is a star, has always been, but she's really doing it right now. When I first met her, almost 15 years ago, maybe more, she can correct me, I knew she was beautiful, funny, intelligent, but I also knew this really cool thing, that she was a performer and that whatever she did, it had to involve performance in some way. And now she's really stepped into her lane. So by the way, dreams have no expiration date. It doesn't have to happen when you're 20 or 30. It can be 40. It can be 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and beyond. So she has stepped into that lane, into that sweet spot, as it were. And you're going to hear all about that. And as well, we're going to do something that we've always done together, which is coaching. So you can get a behind the scenes glimpse of how this all works. And later on in the show, we're going to have a sneak peek from a brand new Canadian musical called Rosamund, which is a reimagining of Sleeping Beauty. And I can't wait to tell you all about it and to share some of the beyond beautiful music written and composed by the masterful Andrew Seok. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about our first guest, Leslie Gottlieb, the performer, the entrepreneur, the incredible digital content media manager, the everything that she is. So as just mentioned, she is a mom, as she calls on her Instagram page, a mama. She's a content creator, host, speaker, and a writer producer with a passion for visual storytelling. And she's great at it. And also creative collaboration, working across film, television, commercials, digital content and media. Leslie has 18 years of professional experience in the media industry. So she began her career, much like where we are right now, in radio at 92.5 Jack FM as an on-air personality. She then moved into TV and spent several years working in children's TV in various production and casting roles. And Leslie's entrepreneurial spirit led her to co-found KLP, Toronto-based video production company that specialized in creating original and branded content across all media platforms. Leslie's had the pleasure of working with global brands, and one of her short films premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. More recently, her career journey shifted again when she stepped into a marketing role where she led the launch of a revolutionary, eco-friendly, proudly Canadian reusable water bottle called Smart Bottle. And we have talked about that on this show. But right now, Leslie has really returned to her on-air passion with her latest venture, Hey, It's Leslie, where she creates content that celebrates female entrepreneurs and promotes incredible female-founded products, events, and services. Her platform also shares content about mom life, and she always aims to inject a little comedy into the everyday as well. She's very hilarious too. She just launched a weekly live interview series titled The Leslie Lives that features Leslie interviewing female entrepreneurs about their journey in business. And the show airs every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on Instagram Live on her. And you can all write this down. We'll say it again at the end of the show. At Hey, It's Leslie G Instagram page. And I'm going to spell that for you. HeyItsLeslieG Instagram page. Leslie Gottlieb, so thrilled to have you here. Welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Wow. I mean, oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Judy, for having me on the show. Just first of all, just hearing you read that out or say it out loud, however you do it, because it's just so glorious and just so sounds so music. It's like so beautiful. Your voice is so beautiful. And just hearing that, it's just so special to hear. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful to you for all those kind words that you said about me just now. So I'm so excited to be back. I love your show, as you know, and you're wonderful. And yeah, this is just such a treat. I'm really grateful. Thanks, Judy.
You're so welcome. Thank you. And I want to tell everyone that congratulations, Leslie, on your third Leslie Live that just aired today, Friday at noon, Eastern Standard, right before this interview. And Leslie, yes. I thought you were fantastic. I have to tell you, you always are. I love that you went on a new remote location just for a change today. What a great way to change things up. I can't get over all of it. And I'm going to tell you what I observed, that you're a natural. You looked beautiful on air. You're a great interviewer. It has a fun, chatty, colloquial, chatty vibe that is so enjoyable to watch and listen to. I think you're doing a great service for women and for female entrepreneurs everywhere. So first, let me just ask you, congratulations again. How are you feeling all about this now that you've just finished three in a row? Like, I think initially you even thought, I'll do them every 2 weeks, but they're coming fast and furious.
Yeah. It's, you know, the word that really just keeps coming up for me is thrilling. It really is thrilling for me. And I do get nerves going into it, as anyone does when they are doing something that they deeply care about, of course, like that comes with the territory. But when I finish it, it's just the only word I can use to describe it. It's thrilling because I don't know. I guess that's what, like, I don't want to like get emotional and cry, but I guess that's what like being in your bliss is when you are doing something and it doesn't matter the scale, big or small, but if it's just like 100% connected to what really lights you up, it is. It's just like thrilling. It's like that feeling when you're going on the roller coaster and you're just like, ooh, like it just really fills you up. And I don't know, there's just something about it. I've always wanted to have a talk show. I've always wanted to have these conversations, be on air, have this kind of flavor to my profession. And the fact that I'm doing this now, it's just thrilling. It's really thrilling. And I'm grateful.
I'm so proud of you. And thank you for that. And I'm so proud of you because I just see it so clearly that all the threads, all the patchwork pieces have all come together to form this gorgeous, colorful quilt. And it's like, it was always so obvious to me. I didn't know it would be in this format. And of course, that sometimes takes time. And that's another great thing for people to know is that it's not an overnight thing, finding your bliss, following your bliss, or rediscovering it at a later age or recreating it. But this is just so, it's so crazy because it utilizes your performance skills, your look, your love of dressing up and looking beautiful, your producing, your comedy, even funnily enough, your days doing body jam where you taught dance, exercise classes. It kind of utilizes all of this and more. And I think also your desire to give back and to help people. Like, you know, I can tell you all to this day. So Leslie has been my client for years, but the makeup that I wear, Charlotte Tilbury, is because of you, because Leslie said one day, Judy, you should try this. And you love to share when you find something that works for you. And and you're just so good at it. So it's almost like you have to go to this page at Hey, It's Leslie G, because she has millions of recommendations, but they're really well thought out. And they're often things that you use yourself. By the way, your nails look gorgeous on the air today.
Oh, thank you.
They're so pretty.
The 10 spot and female founded franchise, though. I definitely, you know, that's also very important to me. So go check it out. Get your nails done.
What's lovely to see is that it is all falling into place. And this is aligning with all of your vision and values and purpose and just all of it. It's crazy. And I'm sure you're noticing it. Like, and then what happens is more and more becomes available to you, right? Because it's just all aligned. So the universe hears that and goes, wait, we're going to give her more of this, more of that, more of this. I almost feel like you've been in a whirlwind, maybe even since one of our last sessions. This has just taken off. And I love your analogy of a roller coaster. This is not a pleasant little ride on a Ferris wheel or a pretty little merry-go-round. This has been a bit of a roller coaster. And what do you love about roller coasters?
I guess, I don't know if I do love roller coasters. I mean, I used to when I was younger, but I mean, I just think the analogy works in that it's just lots of twists and turns. And then as you're kind of getting to that pinnacle, like thrilling moment, there's that click, 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 that slow nerves that, like, you know, you're about to be on the brink and about to be on the brink and, you know, and then it goes. So I do feel that in that way, like I relate to it in that way, because along my own journey, I've had a lot of twists and turns. And as you said, like a patchwork, you know, there are moments that now I'm having these like aha moments where I'm like, oh, that's why I was doing that thing at that time that maybe didn't bring me the most joy, but I was doing it. Like, you know, you go through your journey and you're doing things and it might not be your bliss or the full thing that really lights you up. And you kind of say like, what am I doing this for? And now I feel like maybe that is like the way that it's designed, so that when you are really stepping into that thing that lights you up, your passion, you can draw on those things and you kind of have that distance on it and you realize that it serves a purpose. And so I know you said, what do I love about roller coasters? That was your original question. So to bring it back, it's like all the twists and turns I don't love, but I know that they're part of the journey. Yes. And then, you know, that little part right before, it's like that nerve, that calm, and then
you go for it. And what's the actual ride like once you get over the climb and the nerves and the anticipatory anxiety, and it's just enjoying the ride on a summer filled day? What is that like?
I mean, it's like wind in your hair, smile from ear to ear, hands in the air, like just let's go, like just like really being in your body too, in the feeling of it, like a little less like in your head and a little more like very aware of the sensations and the, you know, like you're really feeling the senses of the touch, you know, like the wind and just really feeling it. It's very like full bodied, I would say.
I have to tell you another lovely thing that I've noticed in the last couple of shows is that as you're welcoming all the people onto the Leslie Lives, and I love this because it's so real and it's so authentic and warm. And I want to say colloquial and chatty and just natural sort of, is when you go, hi, Dad. Oh, there's Dad. And you're surprised, because as we are on Instagram Lives, you're surprised when it works. You're surprised when the person shows up. And then you see your dad, you're like, hi. And you just always look so happy. And so it's lovely that you have this support as well from your family and from everyone who's just getting this, that this is Leslie at her best. This is really what we've been waiting for, and it's happening.
Thank you.
And it's just the coolest. Okay.
It is really special, actually, when I do see, like, you know, because you can see people's like usernames, their handles pop up, and I see that like my dad tunes in or my mom, and I'm just so grateful that they're getting into it, because this is what I've wanted so badly. Like, I didn't realize that, you know, I guess we all, like, as children to parents, like sometimes, you know, their approval, their like star on the fridge for you, it means a lot. And it's interesting because I feel like perhaps in my own journey, I was doing things that I thought maybe that was going to be the star on the fridge. But now I'm realizing that for them seeing me happy doing what I was meant to do is what's making them want to give, like, they've always been supportive, I guess is what I'm saying. But when I connect with them after the show and I talk to them and the way they speak, and they're so kind and like, it's really exciting them. It just really fills my heart, because like, that's really what I wanted. And I didn't know that by being my full self and by stepping into my bliss, I'd actually be making them probably the most proud.
Lovely.
And I don't know if we sometimes make that connection point, you know, I think we're always like, a lot of times we're like looking for that external validation and wanting that approval. And maybe this is kind of that sign, even for anyone listening, that, you know, maybe instead of trying to guess what other people might, you know, say like, good job, try not to guess what they are, and just really try to go inward and say, well, what if I was my happiest self? What if I was my best self?
Yes.
What if I stepped into the thing that I love the most? Perhaps that might then, and you stop, you kind of let go of caring to that extent.
Yes.
That's when it'll all sort of, like, everyone will be happy and good. I know, sorry, that was a little long-winded.
No, it was beautiful. And you know what I'm also noticing about you, Leslie? You're very emotional today.
Perhaps.
Can you tell me more about that? Yeah. What is making you feel? I'm seeing sort of like holding back tears. I'm hearing it in your voice. What is it all about?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the first time, I'm really articulating sort of what I'm doing professionally, what I'm filling my days with things that I think for the longest time I've always sort of wanted to do. I've had visions that, like, young 12-year-old Leslie, who was wide-eyed and believed it could all happen, she sort of over her time started to believe a lot of limiting beliefs and went inward and then didn't step into her calling. And I guess why it's a bit emotional is because I feel like I see that young me very vividly. And I feel like I'm doing this and I'm going back to her and saying, hey, like, I haven't forgotten about your dream. I haven't forgotten about you. And in fact, I really am, like, here to take your hand and we're going to do this. Like, we're finally going to do this. And so I guess in that way, like, you know, it's like funny. I start wearing this ring. This is a ring that I got when I was 12 years old. And I've told this story before, but, like, I wear it because, like, I just feel like I need to give that young me, like, a fighting chance at realizing her dreams instead of being fueled by lots of limiting beliefs that made me think that, like, I wasn't this enough or that enough. I didn't look the part. I wasn't this the part, whatever it is. And I really ended up going inward and not following my passions. And now I'm really trying to be connected to her, that young me, and my passions. And I guess that's emotional because on the one hand, it's like I feel sad that it took me this long to kind of give that young me her opportunity. But on the other hand, I'm, like, grateful that I'm feeling that confidence to do so.
Not wonderful. So it's a good emotion. It's a good emotion. Yeah. It's cathartic, but it's also about a good thing, right? It's like you're finally, you know, just having that self-love and that confidence and that belief in yourself to just go for it. And how lovely mm-hmm. is that?
Yeah, I think our work together, and we've sort of touched on this before, but, you know, and you said it too, like, how you've always seen that I had a love for, like, entertainment and on air and performance. And, you know, in our work together, you've always kind of thread that through and you've always sort of seen that with me. And I think there were times where I wasn't ready and I wasn't confident enough or whatever the case may be, but you always held on to it for me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is part of the magic of working with you as a life coach, a bliss coach, is that you can so clearly see what that bliss is. And then you ensure that you, like, hang on to it. Like, you did that for me. Like, you hung on to it yeah. through all the twists and turns and no pressure, no pushing, like, it was yeah. just something that was so ever present. And I really appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Thank you for saying that, Leslie. That. See, so while you were going on the twists and turns, I was over at Cinderella's castle with the glass bookshelf. And on that highest shelf was Leslie and is Leslie doing her thing. And I always saw you there. So it didn't matter where you were in the twists and turns on the shelf. I was up there with the best Leslie, the one that I know you really envisioned yourself to be and that you are being and becoming now. And it's, I have to tell you, like, all coaches out there, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about right now, but that moment where someone you've worked with just starts to fly and soar, it's like, talk about emotional. It's very emotional for me. And so just congratulations. So we're going to talk about more about your show at the end of this show, but I wanted to just get into what we do together and what we've been doing together for many years, which is a normal bliss coaching session. And as I always ask you at the beginning of each bliss coaching time together, how are you? Of course. So I'm going to ask you that. How are you doing?
I'm coming down, you know, I'm calming down because as you know, as we've discussed, I just did my show, The Leslie Lives, and then I sort of maneuvered and here I am. And so it's like a different energy, a different tone. Yes. So I'm sort of, like, settling in, I'm grounding, and it's really wonderful and it feels good. So
I love that. It's good. I love that. What would you like to work on today, Leslie? And would the Wheel of Life be a helpful start to get a colorful snapshot? And I'm showing you the color, which you know very well, a colorful snapshot of where you're at right now.
Or I'm going to answer that.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer that question, but I want to tell people about my bliss bracelet.
Oh, you're so sweet.
it's like, I don't know if your listeners, I mean, I think your listeners know about the bliss bracelet, but this is something that I wear to everything and anything important and, like, related. And so, and all the colors, you know, if you're listening, like, there are colors, there's Swarovski's crystals of colors that mirror the Wheel of Life. And it's just, like, this helpful reminder to check in with yourself and ask yourself, like, how are are you doing in this wedge of the pie, or like this area of your life, this area of your life, this area of your life. So yeah. I always wear it. And so I just think that if anyone needs like a really special sort of bracelet to help them find their bliss or stay on track, the bliss bracelet, ladies and gentlemen,
you see,
I wear it all the time. And it relates to the wheel of life,
yes,
though, because like, you ask me like, do I want to start with that? And it's like, it's almost like in this talk, we're starting with it, but I really like, I'm always with it, like that wheel.
Thank you,
that you
Leslie.
Introduced me to.
Thank you so much. Well, it is a lovely reminder, but thank you. But I also want to tell the listeners, you see how this wonderful Leslie is always outward focus, promoting other people, even in her own coaching session, which I want it to be about you, but you're so sweet and I thank you. But just to do a quick snapshot, I think it's always a good idea because we haven't been together in a couple of weeks and this has been a kaleidoscope for you, just a very exciting whirlwind of activity. So just to take a little bit of a step back for a minute and just, and so what we normally do, and it's not, you know, brain surgery, it's a very simple thing, is I will ask you to just sort of rate each wedge of the pie on a scale from 0 to 10 on how deeply satisfied and happy you are at the moment, and letting everyone know out there that the beauty of this is that it can change in an hour, a day, a week, you know, or a month. And this is so cyclical. So even if the number might seem a little bit low, part of what coaching does is to find ways to lift that number higher.
Yeah.
So with career right now, I have a good vibe. I might know what the number is on a scale from 0 to 10, but what would you rate your level of satisfaction right now with your career?
Well, it's a tricky one, you know, like because I'm stepping into something and it is blissful, but career-wise, like I have so much further that I want to take it. So it's an interesting kind of thing in terms of a number because it like it fluctuates. It's hard for me to put a number on that. Am I allowed to say next?
You can say next, but I almost want to pin you down because I would love you to give a number for what it is right now and why, so that we can look at what you want it to be. Because I think there's some important work to be done right there.
Yeah. You know what? I think I would say I'm at a 7, and it's not like a mean 7.
Yes.
It's not a bad 7. It's just that I want to take it to 12. You know, I want to like really, really take this to the moon. So that's okay. It's okay that it's a 7, but it is, you know, and that's part of our work together, is that like putting in those steps, what are those steps that are going to take me to a 12? Mm-hmm. And yeah,
of course.
And so that's my answer.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I want to go back to that wedge because I sense that's a very important one, but let's just do a brief, quick snapshot just to see where you are. Cause it's a lovely way to get Leslie's bliss wheel of life up there to know where we're at. Romance, your significant other, who I saw him on the live too, very proudly.
Yes, he did. That was so nice.
Even participating.
He did. That was nice of him. I would say, you know, we're 8. We're okay.
Nice. Personal growth, your personal growth, spirituality, all that stuff.
Yeah, I would say that is really an 8. You know, I feel like I'm really using this year to prioritize, you know, leaning into spirituality, into personal development, going to events, going to coaching.
So normally, Leslie, I would say, let's go on with the whole wheel, but I'm going to stop it. And actually, it's interesting what just happened because we both had the same idea at the same time. Stop it at the career, because I think you said something very significant, which is right now it's a 7, which is, and it's a happy 7. So fabulous.
Well,
I think there might've been a time where it was a very low number because it wasn't happening. And here you are in it, but you see it as a 12, which is so healthy and so great and so wonderful. And I guess my main question to you is, what would it take to turn it into a 12? And what is stopping you from having it be a 12 right now? Some of which is just called life. So I'll let you take that. Like, what do you need to do to turn that 7 into a 12 and feel good? Let's start with that. Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, and I'm here with the host and creator of the Leslie Lives, who's also one of my life coaching clients. And just before the break, Leslie, I was asking what you need to turn your career bliss from a 7 into a 12.
Yeah, I think that there are sort of like, I'm just thinking of how to answer that question because it's like a big one, right? I think that there are things that I want to, like subcategories that I want to turn those into little 10s out of 10s.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, it's creating, I have a couple of sort of like these courses and things that I need to complete that I want. They have like video and homework and whatnot. And so you have to just sort of like do these things. So it's just another aspect that's like in part of the process. So yes, that needs to get done. But you know, there's only so many hours in the day. Then coupled with that is the actual work piece, like the business things that I'm working on. There are different aspects that I need to plan for, need to get ready for, need to create, execute. Like there are just specifics in the business that need to get done. And then there's also the work-life balance. You know, I am a mama and I'm very energized by this new trajectory. But at the same time, being a mom and an entrepreneur, I do have some of that guilt because, and also I'm struggling with a little bit of that, finding that balance because I'm on my phone, I'm dealing with the emails, I'm ideating, I'm coming up with all these things, but I also want to be not only just there for my children, but like also like heart, mind, all of it, right? So not being distracted. So it's a mixed bag of things that are like making me sort of live at that 7. Mm-hmm. And I guess I've sort of categorized each piece, yes, and as perhaps like a helpful way to tackle it.
Right. So yeah. I'm relating so much to what you're saying, and I get it so much because I just get it on a personal level as a coach and as everything. What would be a way, really, by being kind to yourself? Because you're only one human. You're just one person. Mm-hmm. And you do a lot. And you do a lot for others and a lot for your family, your extended family, your children, your husband, your friends, the people you work out with, all of that stuff, not to mention your work and your career and this big thing that you're doing. What would mm-hmm. be a way to just make it feel a little less cumbersome, a little less like there's just, because it feels like there's a lot that you've put on your plate. Right. You're sort of doing a lot of courses, mm-hmm. a lot of learning, a lot of moms groups, a lot of stuff. What might mm-hmm. be a way that you could make it doable and mm-hmm. still create space in your day for your family so that you can enjoy the thing that's one of your greatest blisses?
Of course. Well, I think perhaps putting some boundaries on when certain things happen and when certain things just don't happen,
nice.
i.e. like the phone, you know, like perhaps it's just, you know, the phone being like the gateway to all your work items and the emails, yes, and the social. So perhaps kind of making a commitment to myself that between these hours from this to this, like just really like putting it away.
Which hours would those be?
I know, that's right. I have to remember it's about being specific. It's not, yeah, this isn't,
because it'll
isn't
make it work. Here. Yeah. Because it's up here, it's great. It's still the beginning of the idea. It's the ideation. It's the creation of the idea. It's amazing, but we need some action and we need some accountability, yeah, and a plan to make it work. So weekends, I think, mm-hmm. are a whole different story, and we can talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
But weekdays, Monday to Friday, how do you see this working? I love that you use the word boundaries. Tell me more about boundaries. Yeah. And some actual boundaries that you could put into place so that,
yeah,
you're doing your work, but you're also doing what you love to do as well, your family.
Yes, of course. So I think just being okay with the fact that perhaps from, say, like 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., like that block of time, it's not to say I won't like look at the phone, and it's not like I have an issue, but I think it would just be a healthy thing to just understand that that's like when I make that mental switch and I don't have to divide my brain, or I can give myself that, you know, sort of leeway to just switch it up. I don't have to be so like one foot in my work as well as one foot in my momming and doing and all that. If I was to even just try it, like try out just, you know, 5:30 or 5 o'clock, 5 to 8, just
flip
the phone.
Lovely.
It's just like a way to say like, okay, we're just pressing pause right now. We're not going to deal with if things are coming in, I'm going to get to them, and just switch the focus, put my other job, my main job front and center with my heart and my mind instead of that, like, you know, because I think we all can kind of have that issue where we're there, but our head's still like a little bit, you know, somewhere else. So yeah,
that's
we can
amazing.
Try putting that.
That's down. Amazing. What would be comfortable for you about where to put the phone during those 3 hours? I know this is a real hot potato topic, right? Because there's a new word out there called popcorning. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's when you're very attached to your phone, you can't let it go. It becomes addictive, serotonin, endorphin release, all that stuff. I know because I have it. I admit it, guilty. Mm-hmm. And they say that one of the best things is to actually remove yourself from your phone for that time that you have committed yourself to remove yourself from the phone. Would you be able to, and in what way would it make it comfortable for you to get it off of your person so that you're really not tempted?
Yeah. I think that perhaps, you know, because usually that time in the evening is spent like in the kitchen and with the family and sort of on the main floor, if you will. So perhaps putting it upstairs, putting it sort of like a flight, you know, like away.
Nice.
So that, you know, to have to actually go get it and be busy with it, you have to really, and make it just sort of out of reach, literally, out of reach.
And how does how does that thought feel for you in your body? I'm sensing in your solar plexus right now, when you think about doing that, how does that feel?
I mean, I think it sounds a little tricky, but I know it's healthy. Like my head knows that that would be a healthy boundary to create and to help me get more heart-centered in the moment around like dinner time, and which is a very important value to me as well. Yeah. And that's where that like guilt and that sort of I'm falling flat there in my heart. So I guess to answer your question, you know, like, how is that making me feel? It's my head knows it's a great move. Now my heart has to catch up and I have to like feel the outcome of doing that action so that it then creates that reward for me. And then I can keep sticking with it.
Is this an experiment that you could actually see trying out this week? Or do you feel it's got to be like, let's try this 2 or 3 days and then make a decision? Like, how long do you think you could commit starting on Monday? I don't think this is a weekend thing, but starting on Monday to do, you know, how long do you envision you will need to make this assessment? And how long can you do it for? Like, realistically, do we say 5 days, 3 days? Let's co-create that together.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And that's what I love about working with a coach. It's like, you know, it's all well and good to have these ideas and these things that you want to implement. But then this is the part where you're forcing me in a good way, like in a healthy way, to create the actual plan to do the thing, you know? And that's where I think the magic of working with you and working, you know, with a coach like yourself, with you, everybody work with Judy. Then I won't be able to get an appointment. But that would be a wonderful thing. I'd be so happy. But yeah, so to answer your question, it's like, you know, like I don't have these answers, but I have to just co-create them with you. And so I guess the answer is let's try Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It feels right. It's just like called to me. Let's try Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Putting the phone away, which the phone being like the representation of sort of one, like part of the mind being here and part of the mind being here. Because I want to be all here.
Yes.
In those moments. And then when it's time to be all here for the work stuff to really like go for it and take that 7 to the 12, you know, that's that too.
I love that. How will you let me know after Friday So this is a 5 to 8 p.m. So I guess it could be Friday after 8 p.m. till midnight. You know, I'm always available. Mm-hmm. I don't sleep. Mm-hmm. How would be the best way for you to let me know what's happened, good, bad, or otherwise, during those 3 days? And maybe different things will happen on every day. So I would even journal about it if you can, or just put it in your phone or do something. But how would you like to let me know on Friday, let's say between 8 to midnight, if that's doable for you, what happened during this exercise?
Yeah, I think that on Friday evening, like we said, like after that time period, or perhaps even on Saturday, like a reflection from the week before. Although it's true, like that's the thing about with co-creating these things is that it also has to be doable. And Saturdays can be tricky, like weekends can be tricky.
Right.
So
what could you live with? It could be Monday, the following Monday, but you know, we don't want to let it go too long because then we lose it. So what would be doable, but also really, you know, would make this work?
Yeah. I think maybe the momentum of having an experience and then writing you the next day. So it doesn't have to be this whole, like, you know, like I'm writing a mini book about it. Like it doesn't have to be that. So maybe that's the key to this is that, like, you know, kind of live through the boundary, the action that we just co-created. And then, so Monday, we put it in practice. Tuesday, I send you an email in the morning, 10 a.m. by 10 a.m. This is what happened. And then we kind of maybe go back and forth. If it was great and a huge success, amazing. If it wasn't, maybe we then fine-tune it for what Wednesday will look like.
Exactly.
Maybe that's the way to go about it.
We modify it. So by Monday at 10 a.m. so I can have that in my book, I look for it. And what's the best way for you to let me know? Is this going to be by text, by email, by phone?
I'll email you. I'll email you because I don't want to, you know, I want to just like create it in that container so that I'm not, you know, bothering you.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Yeah. That sounds really, really great. And I think it's so interesting how even in a half hour and a lot, not all of it was spent with the coaching, how much can be accomplished, you know, just even over a small thing that could create a very, very big change. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else around all of this that you still need support with? How could I support you while you're doing this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 5 to 8 p.m.?
I'm not sure right now. I'll have to let you know. How can you support me with this little mini goal that we've kind of created?
Yeah, this little mini goal. And like what are the challenges, the concerns that could come up? And how can I support you through them during the week? Mm-hmm. You're falling off of it.
Well, maybe you can provide some wisdom or some sort of mantra or something that can kind of help me be like rid myself of the guilt and remember that there's always like tomorrow in terms of like, don't feel guilty that you're not always 100% present and don't feel bad that you're very focused on maybe your work stuff, or maybe when you're in your like momming mode, don't feel bad that you're not like fueling the business and getting that, you know. It's just maybe if you have any sort of tips of how to, I guess it's about balance and being kind to yourself. Do you have anything in that little toolkit?
I have a great idea in my Bliss toolkit of how we can create that mantra. But first we're going to go on a short commercial break and let's talk all about that when we come back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss. I'm here with host and life coaching client, the amazing Leslie Gottlieb. And we were just talking about creating a mantra to help you with some boundaries to protect your special time with your children. I almost want you to create it because it's your mantra, but I would almost say it's something along the lines of, I'm only human. My mm-hmm. plate is very full. I'm sure doing my very, very best. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be kind to myself if it doesn't work exactly and it's 5:30 to 8, or if it's even 6 to 8. I'm going to cut myself a little slack because I'm human mm-hmm. and my intention is honorable and noble. Something like that, but in your own words.
I think so. Yeah, I think that that makes sense. It's like just coming up with that, those few lines that say like, it's okay, I'm only human, I'm giving it a good go. Like I've got good intentions mm-hmm. there. And if it's, you know, and we don't need to be perfect. Mm-hmm. We just need to be really trying and really trying to achieve it. And that's okay. And if it's not perfect, it's okay. You get like another chance.
Exactly.
You get another chance.
And you know what the most important thing to always remember, Leslie, is that your heart is in the right place. It really is.
Right.
So that's like a beautiful thing. Like even the fact that you have this intention, that you're feeling torn. There might be some that may mm-hmm. not. Your heart is just in mm-hmm. the right place. So cut yourself some slack. It's a nice goal. I always do believe aim for an A+ so you get an A or you get a B+. It's a nice goal to start with, but cut yourself some slack. So what would the mantra be that will actually, like an actual line that you can put on the recipe index card, the pink one, because I know you love pink, mm-hmm. that would, you know, help. I am doing my very best, but I want it to be in your own words.
Yeah. Perfect words. Perfect.
Not perfect. just relaxing into it. The intention is great. I have a lot on my plate. I'm only human. I'm doing my very best. And I'm going to go easy on myself and cut myself some mm-hmm. slack if it's not perfect. But this would be nice to try to aim for this mm-hmm. lovely 3-hour period. But whatever mm-hmm. happens, mm-hmm. it's going to be better than what I have right now.
Yeah.
But how do we say that in one line?
Yeah. How do we say that in Leslie?
Mm-hmm. Leslie speak. As a Leslieism. Yeah. This has to be a Leslieism.
Yeah. Well, I liked what you said, my heart's in the right place. Mm-hmm. So maybe something encouraging, like you're doing great, your heart's in the right place. And if you don't get it exactly as you wanted it, there's always another try. Like, or at least you
don't
tried.
Get it
or,
as you, say the last line, if you don't get it as you exactly wanted it, there's always another try.
I don't know if I'm totally connecting to that.
It's not really connected. How about my heart's in the right place? I'm going to do my very best to achieve this, give or take a few minutes here and there.
Yeah. My heart's in the right place. I'm going to do my very best, give or take a few minutes.
Give or take a few minutes or maybe hours, whatever it is.
Yeah.
My intention is there.
My intention's great. My heart's in the right place. You got this.
I love that. Will you?
I think that's
good. Because you know my handwriting's here. Will you write this after we close here on a really pretty pink or purple recipe card, index card, and just have it? Maybe make a couple of copies, put it in your phone, put it on your mirror, and just go mm-hmm. for it. Because it is a beautiful intention.
My intention's great. My heart's in the right place. You got this.
I'm going to do my very best. You've got this.
I'm going to do my very,
And I'm going to be kind to myself no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yes. Okay.
Love that.
I love it too. It's good. It's so helpful when you put it into, like one puts it in their own words too. Because, you know, we're always kind of talking to ourselves. We always have that like inner voice, right? So if it's not in that voice, then it doesn't resonate. So I'm grateful that we kind of like, we didn't just like run over that, like rush over it. We took some time to finesse it.
That's awesome. Well, I want to say, first of all, I just totally acknowledge you for everything, like for all of it, for like the career thing, for like, I'm just blown away when I see you doing this. I'm like, oh my God, like she's a serious professional. She's like Melissa Grello on The Social. Like what? you're so great at it. So really congratulations. But I also want to deeply acknowledge you for the work that you always do, for your eagerness, for your conscientiousness, for your incredible attention to detail. You are a great accountability person. I know with you that really you're accountable. Like you take it seriously, the work that we do, you follow up mm-hmm. with it. And so you're like the perfect coaching client because you really do the work. And I'm so thrilled to see you in this beautiful place.
Thanks,
and I'm here for you. And I'm still at the top of the hill, glass bookshelf. rooting you and believing that that 7 will become a 12, maybe a 20, maybe even 100. Like the sky is the limit because mm-hmm. you're on it. And it's so great.
Thank you.
And I'm just Thanks, so sweetie. Proud of you and so excited. Thank you. And even no though problem. I would never, ever ask this in a coaching session because we are on Finding Your Bliss, I'm mm-hmm. just going to say, what is bliss for Leslie G these days?
I think bliss for me these days is, it's a little bit more conceptual, I guess, in that it is, if I have ideas, if I have something I want to do, that I say yes to them. I really quiet the voice of self-doubt. I really put away the limiting belief that has held me back and I just step into it. Like that is blissful to me right now, is saying yes, being willing, and really sort of getting to know this version of myself. That is blissful because it's scary. So I guess people don't usually pair fear with bliss, but I feel like for me right now, doing things that are in my bliss, it does have a little bit of fear with it. And the bliss part of it is when I am able to put the fear away, mm-hmm. then I feel full bliss. If it's an idea, like somewhere I want to go, something I want to do, something I want to plan and execute, instead of having all that self-doubt, it's like, once I put that away, the bliss is there because I'm doing what's instinctual mm. and what is like coming from my heart.
Wow. Wow. That's tremendous. No, really, that's like just, that's bliss for me to hear you say that. And I don't know why, but I can't get this image out of my mind now of the roller coaster, and you go through that difficult part and that scary, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. And some people mm-hmm. don't make it past the uh-oh. They get off.
Yeah.
But you're not. Yeah. You're going over that little hump, past that fear of the unknown, and you're going for it. And I think it's yeah. so...
I'm trying. I'm really trying. I you know, not too long ago, I participated in like a fashion show where I had to wear certain things and it was thrilling. It was really wonderful. And I'm grateful that I had the opportunity. I certainly had certain feelings about, you know, kind of, yes, I'm a performer. Yes, I want to be on air, but that is sort of like... performance adjacent, I guess.
Yes.
So it's not, you know, like but I was so grateful. I said yes. It was exactly what I wanted to do. It was performance. It was on air. It was all the things. And yeah, I had a little bit of those nerves, but I just like, I pushed through it. I said yes. And then I was in my bliss again. It's like,
amazing,
you know, that roller coaster. So anyway,
it's bravery. I want to add to that list of all the things that I want to acknowledge you for, but the bravery and the courage to go for it. Because this is something that eluded you before, and you're doing it now, and you're saying yes. And guess what the world is saying to you? Yes, right back.
Yes.
So proud of you, Leslie. What is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you, and most importantly, yes. to tune in to the Leslie Lives every Friday at noon? Tell us more.
Yes. So, well, definitely on Instagram, it's at Hey, It's Leslie G. So HEYLESLIEG. At Hey, It's Leslie G. Join me there. It's a really fun place for celebrating female entrepreneurs, mom life, comedy. It's also like a one-stop shop for you to find incredible female-led, female-founded products, businesses, events, services. That's really a lot of what my content is. So if you're looking to anything and everything from food to like restaurants, beauty, event spaces, life coaching, working with a personal trainer, like I just really have a lot of natural deodorant. Like I just have a lot of
You wore that in the fashion show. Yes. I remember you saying this coconut yes. deodorant was saving the day for you.
Tiara is the brand. And I met the founder at the event. Her name is Zuli and she's lovely. And the product is wonderful. It's natural. It smells delicious. And I'm here for it. So it's like anything and everything in that, you know, that where you need like a really curated recommendation that is from a female founded or female led business, you can come to my page. Also, the Leslie Lives is a weekly live talk show where I feature, I sit down and I chat with a female entrepreneur and we learn about her journey in business. And it's meant to be inspiring, fun, energizing, light, easy, like just a really happy conversation. And then at the same time, it's great to get inspired by an entrepreneur who might give you sort of that nudge that you need if you're thinking about starting a business. And then you're also finding out about something that you might not have known and supporting a female founder. So that's really wonderful.
Oh, great.
And yeah, if you want to get in touch, you can message me on Instagram or reach out to in my email is info@heyitsleslie.com.
And give us your handle again on Instagram.
@heyitsleslieg.
Awesome. I want to thank you, Leslie G,
being
my guest today, for doing this coaching live behind the scenes and being so real and so transparent and just being Leslie. Leslie's the best.
Thank you, Judy. I love this. I'm grateful to be here. I'm happy. We should do it all the time.
You're always welcome because I think it's great. And I think what's so interesting is yes, coaching in our normal habitat, whether it's on Zoom or in person, we've done it all, is great. But you're a performer, so this could actually end up working really well too, because you're accountable to me and to the listeners.
Yes, right? That's so true. Right? That's so true. It's like next time people can ask, like, did she actually put her phone away?
And we can tell them. We can let them know. That's really cool. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
it. But I do think like, and it's also good for listeners to like really understand that sometimes you do need a coach. You know, sometimes you really do need that person in your corner helping you come up with the plan and put actionable items that are specific and measurable and, you know, have a time to them. Like you need that person. Sometimes you need someone to co-create it with you because it's very overwhelming. So thank you, Judy. Really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Really appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you. It was so wonderful. Each week, we spotlight a fabulous person like Leslie Gottlieb, and she is, who is living their bliss. So if you are an author, an artist, a yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or a creator of some kind, or a therapist, or a life coach, or anything, someone who has found and is following their bliss, we would love to hear from you. We also love to feature singer-songwriters on the show. So if you're a singer, please reach out to us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you would like us to feature on Find Your Bliss? Write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, but I think you might know now, I'm the Bliss Coach. I help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and just get connected to their passion and purpose, like this wonderful Leslie, who is flying high, and we're so proud of her.
Sweetie.
You can reach out to findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And of course, you can always follow us at the Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. In Bliss News, there's a really exciting new Canadian musical that I can't wait to tell you all about. The name of the musical is Rosamund, and it's a reimagining of the classic tale, Sleeping Beauty. But if you all remember, Sleeping Beauty, as we all know her, just sleeps. She sleeps and waits for her prince to save her. This classic fairy tale needed a modern reimagining with a narrative worthy of a true heroine. Enter the masterful Andrew Seok, who wrote and directed the musical Rosamund and was inspired to reimagine a classic fairy tale and update it for the 21st century. There's a real all-star cast here. The show is starring David Rogers as the narrator, with Dorrit-nominated A.J. Bridell and Gabby Epstein taking on the roles of Rosamund and the malevolent fairy Parisa. Rounding out the cast of this innovative new musical are Jeff Irving, Hian Park, Kyle Brown, Rosalind Bugay, Andrew Seok, Sapphire Dimitro, and Lily Liebrack. Produced by Chaos and Light, Rosamund, a new musical, will play as part of the 2024 Toronto Fringe Festival from July 3rd to July 14th. All performances are at 8 p.m. It's being performed at Jean Lamont Hall, located at 427 Bloor Street West. To get your tickets, just visit www.fringetoronto.com. People are already raving about this new Canadian musical and calling it a surefire hit, and we can't wait for you to see it. Again, just go to www.fringetoronto.com. Before I thank everyone, I wanted to give you a taste of how phenomenal this music really is. So here are two stars of the show, AJ Bridell and Gabby Epstein singing the most gorgeous song from Rosamund. Let's all have a listen.
Every day of every passing year, I've waited here, waiting for the stars to fade away, waiting for the days of a quiet 100 years of dreaming on my own. And how quiet the world will be when I wake up all alone. Sometimes the planets align for us, and sometimes our dreams don't come true. Sometimes the fairy tales lie to us, but you'll always have me. It can rewrite the ending and turn the tide, tear down the night and the stars collide.
Tomorrow is now, today won't last, and yesterday's lost somewhere in the past. This is forever and never the end. This is the day my story begins.
Oh my God, that was so beautiful. I am just blown away. You are all in for a real treat. Thank you for this. And I would also like to thank our wonderful guest, Leslie Gottlieb, for being on the show today. Also thanks to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer Olivia Weatherall, associate producer Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yannitziello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazian, everyone here at Zoomer, and of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. For everyone here, I'm Judy Lee Brack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.